Working with a coach has so many benefits to your personal growth in so many areas of your life. Over the last decade or two, I have had the opportunity to work with coaches for different things. I've had business coaches, homeschooling coaches, you know, life coaches, spiritual growth coaches. I've had a lot of coaching, and I have seen the power that having a good coach can really make in your life when you're feeling stuck, when you are unsure of your next steps. Or when you're just really dealing with something and you're not at the point where you need counseling, you just really need somebody to help you kind of understand where you are and figure out what your next steps are. Coaching is a great place for that. And as a Christian mindset coach, I thought that today we could really have a chat about how working with a mindset coach, me specifically, is going to help you find peace, learn to control and manage your emotions, and learn how to control and manage your thoughts, especially as a highly sensitive person and an introvert. Are you looking to manage your emotions and calm your mind so that you don't feel overwhelmed by all the hard times going on right now? Would you like to find true rest and peace in God and a little joy in your weariness? What about understanding why you feel things so deeply, especially when you're stressed? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Peace-Filled Mind Podcast, your go-to resource for practical tips, real talk, and encouragement. I'm your host, Latoya Edwards, life and mindset coach, and most of all, a woman who's walked through pain and suffering just like you. No matter what you're currently facing in life or how you've dealt with things in the past, I'm here to help you find peace, joy, and hope again. Pop in those earbuds and let's get to it. If you are unfamiliar with coaching, life coaching, mindset coaching, that kind of thing, I wanted to just really quick before we jump into our topic today, just give you kind of an overview of what coaching is and what it's not. So coaching is when you are at a point, right? You're at point A, you want to get to point B, and you've tried a few things on your own, but it's not working. A coach can come in and help you identify what's getting in your way, will help you formulate a plan, like an action plan to, you know, get over those obstacles. They will help you figure out what point B actually is if you aren't sure. And they're going to be there to encourage and support you and hold you accountable on that journey. And a coach will do this primarily by asking questions, right? Listening well, reflecting back what you're saying, helping you really hear what you're saying to yourself, because sometimes we're not able to do that when we're all up in our heads. What it's not, right? It's not counseling, right? It's not when we're going to try to go look back into your past and resolve things from your past and heal something from your past. That's not what coaching is. Now, we might look to your past to see if we can identify patterns of behavior, patterns of thoughts, but we're not really going to spend any time trying to fix something from the past, because as a coach, I'm not qualified or trained or licensed to do any of that. Coaching is also not mentoring. When you work with a mentor, they are really going to show you how to do what they did, right? They are going to have some kind of journey, some kind of transformation that you want to take as well. And as a mentor, they're going to come alongside you and show you kind of their path and their journey to help you follow their plan. So as a coach, I'm not going to do that. It's not really about me and my journey. I'm not going to really do much of telling you what to do. I am here to support you on your specific journey for whatever your specific needs are. So I hope that helps you understand a little more about what coaching is and what it is not, because I really wanted to share some thoughts on like how working with a mindset coach can actually help you. Around here, we talk a lot about finding peace and learning to like find calm when you're going through something hard by, you know, working with your emotions and understanding your thoughts. And mindset coaching is how I do that. And it's so helpful. And I thought, you know, I really should talk a little bit more about how this can be helpful, and particularly how coaching is helpful for, you know, the highly sensitive person and the introverted Christian woman, because there are some unique things, right, about having those personality types and those, you know, tendencies that are really helped and supported by coaching that you might not be aware of. So the first way that mindset coaching is going to help you is that as your coach, I'm really here to hold space for you. I'm here to hold space for you to process any kind of feelings or thoughts that you're having, I'm not here to judge you. I'm creating a safe space for you to process anything that's on your heart and in your mind. And I do that by listening to you. I'm going to listen to what you're saying, listen to what you're not saying, and I'm going to ask you questions, okay? I'm going to ask you, okay, what is it that's bothering you? What is it that you want to accomplish? And as you're sharing your heart, I'm going to be listening so that I can say, okay, what I'm hearing you say is this. Is that right? And you might be like, no, that's not it. Or I might notice, you know, I've noticed that you've said this, this, and this, and this several times. Is that something that's important to you? So that's my job as a coach, is I'm just here to create a safe space for you to process, you know, whatever you need to process. And I'm also going to, I have different coaching tools, right? I've gone through lots of training in my journey as a coach. I'm always learning and continuing my education, you know, reading new things, watching trainings, and learning new things about the way the mind works, about emotions, and just coaching in general, so that I can bring that knowledge and that expertise and those tools to my sessions with my clients so that I can better serve. So the second way working with a mindset coach can help you, like I said, it's the tools. Okay. So specifically for me and my coaching, I have created the Peace-Filled Mind Map. And so this is the primary tool that I use with my clients. And the goal of creating this mind map is for you to be able to look at where you are right now, to know what are you thinking, what are you feeling, what actions are you taking, and what are the results. And not only that, but then I say, okay, let's look forward. And what do you want to think? What do you want to feel? What are the results that you want to see? And what actions do you need to take to get there? This is, you know, the primary tool that I use, because I have found in working with people that once you can identify where you want to go, it's easier to then find obstacles and chart a course to get there. And so I use my mind map as my primary tool for working with clients. Another tool that I use is journaling. I do journal-based coaching. And the reason that I do journal-based coaching is because I know how powerful putting pen to paper and journaling can be when you are trying to understand your emotions and understand what you're feeling, when you're trying to figure out what thoughts you're having and how they all relate together for whatever you're experiencing right now. Journaling is such a powerful tool for that, and it's why I use it in my coaching. And also, as I know that people who are introverts and people who are highly sensitive, that we tend to be very reflective people. We tend to be deep feelers and deep thinkers. And one of the best ways to really go deep, right, is with journaling. Give yourself that time and that space to reflect, to think deeply, to ask all the questions, to go down all the rabbit trails. And so those are some of the tools that I use that are really helpful with coaching, and they're going to be helpful no matter, you know, who you are and what your personality is. But specifically for, you know, those ladies that are out there and you're like, I like to think deep, I like to reflect on things, journaling is a great tool for that, which is why it's one of the main tools that I use in coaching. So the third way that working with a coach is going to help you find peace, right, manage your emotions and all the things, is accountability. As your coach, I am here to just help you stick to your goals and stick to your plans. I don't come with my own agenda. I don't come with my own kind of predetermined goals and plans and checklists for you to do, but I am here to help you stick to what you have said you want for yourself. And again, we use that mind map tool for this, you know, so when I'm working with my client and she's gets a little frustrated, starts to feel stuck, we just go back to the mind map. I'm like, okay, let's go back. Here is what you said you wanted. All right. What can we do? What changes do we need to make? You know, how can I support you in getting back to your plan and sticking to the plan that you said that you wanted? And sometimes it ends up being that we need a new plan. And so I work with my client and I support her in creating a new plan. But that is what I am here for. And so I do that with her homework assignments, and not so much like you have to do this, you know, to be successful, but I will give you exercises and give you journaling prompts and things to try. You know, I will make those suggestions to you as my client of, hey, you might want to try this, right? It can be helpful for this. And I give you those things. I check in with you, right? I do a lot of my coaching via Voxer. And so I'm able to kind of just check in. Hey, how are you doing? Are you feeling stuck? How's the homework going? Or do you have any questions? Is there anything that you need right now, you know, in between our sessions? So I am there for that. The fourth way that mindset coaching is really helpful is because as we work together, I am going to help you do two things: process your feelings and form new beliefs. Like, at its super simple form, that is what I'm here for. I want to help you process your feelings and I want to help you form new beliefs, because a lot of my clients come to me and they are so overwhelmed. Their emotions feel so big and they don't know what to do with it. And they feel like they're going to just like blow up any moment. And I get that. I've been there. And so I want to help you begin to process your emotions. Learn, like, what are you actually feeling? Like, because I talked about this before in the workshop that I did last month. You know, a lot of times I hear, I'm overwhelmed. It's like, well, okay, but what do you mean by that, right? Are you overwhelmed? Are you tired? Are you hungry? Are you sleepy? Like, what actually is there underneath that? And so we work together to really process your feelings, identify what they are, process them, and understand how they're showing up for you, how they're affecting you, so that you can manage it. Because sometimes what you're feeling is 100% appropriate. I mean, a lot of times it's appropriate. And it doesn't need to like change, but sometimes you just like, you know what? I don't like this feeling. And so, okay, we can process that and talk about that. And I can help you figure out a way to feel something different if that's what's going to serve you best. And the same thing with forming new beliefs. What you believe really influences how you feel and how you respond and how you react to everything. Okay. If you have a belief that says that that like somebody is out to get you, you are going to view your entire life, every circumstances through the lens of that belief. And so when we are able to identify beliefs that are either flat out wrong or they aren't serving you well, then I can work with you to take that belief, right? Figure out where it came from so that you can change it and you can begin to think truth and think something new and solidify a new belief. So the fifth way that mindset coaching is really helpful, especially if you are a highly sensitive introvert or any combination of that, is that as your coach, we are going to have deep, meaningful conversations. Okay. This is not going to be, you know, surfacey, shallow level stuff. In coaching, we go deep. Okay. We go super, super deep into your life, into your thoughts and how you feel, into what's going on. And we're going to have these deep, meaningful conversations about the things that matter to you. Okay. You are the one that sets the agenda. You set the plan. And so you know what is important to you. You know what is the most pressing thing on your heart, on your mind right now in your life. And that is what we're going to focus on. Okay. I'm not going to tell you, okay, we're going to talk about A, B, and C. No, like that's not my job. I am here to listen to what matters to you. And I want to help you make changes and grow in the areas that matter to you. And I know, right, because I am highly sensitive and an introvert, that's where we excel. Those really deep, personal, one-on-one relationships, right? We're not really good at small talk, but like when it gets down to like going deep and really understanding your story and your journey and your pain and what's going on, we really excel at that. And so I provide that for my clients because I know that that is so helpful and it's something that you need. So the sixth way that working with a mindset coach is going to help you find peace and find calm is what I alluded to just a minute ago, is that you can go at your own pace. As the client, you set the agenda. You come and say, here's what's going on in my life. Here's what I want to talk about. Here's where I want to go. Here's what I want to do. You know, here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I want to change. It's all about you and you set the pace. You can go as fast or as slow as you want to or need to. You can stop and take a break. You know, whatever you need to do, that is what you can do as my coaching client. And I am just here to support you in that. Now, I will from time to time might say, you know, how does this pace feel? Like, do you feel like you're going too fast? Because it seems fast. You know, I might ask, do you feel stuck? Because maybe we need to kind of pick up the pace. But you decide. You always have the final say. You always are in control. And you get to decide how fast you want to go. You get to decide how much you want to work on at one time. I will, as a coach, as a good coach, I might rein you in, you know, so that you don't get overwhelmed. But it really is about you and your goals and your journey and how fast or how slow you want to go. And the final way that I want to share with you today about how just mindset coaching in general is so helpful for finding peace, for finding calm, for learning how to deal with those big emotions is that I get you, right? I am both introverted and highly sensitive. And so if you are an introvert, I get you. If you are a highly sensitive person, I get you. If you're like me and you're like doubly blessed, I get you. I understand what it means and what it feels like to be an introvert, to be highly sensitive, right? To be that quiet person that likes to be alone and that needs to have, you know, solitude, that feels things so deeply. And not only my things, but like everybody else around me things. I understand all of those things, right? I've lived it. I am living it. I have done research on it. I'm learning about it all the time. And so you are not going to come to somebody who's going to expect you to act in a way that is not true to who God created you to be. And so if all of that sounds good and helpful and you're like, yes, I want to learn more about this coaching. I want to learn more about how to work with you. I would love to have you as a client. Come on over to my site, latoyaedwards.net/coaching, and you are going to find more information about how to work with me one-on-one, you know, what you need to do, the time commitment, the price, all those things are right there on that page for you. And I would love to work with you because I truly believe that coaching, it's so helpful. It's so powerful, especially when you have the right person that you can connect with and that understands you and that you can trust. So come on over and, you know, check out those details. I would love to work with you. I do Voxer coaching. It's journal-based coaching. It's awesome. It's really helpful. It's what I'm passionate about. And I want to be here to support you in any way that you need. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I would love to hear from you. The best way to do that is to leave a 5-star rating and review on your podcast player, sharing what you loved or found helpful about today's episode. This helps other women find the show, and it's a huge blessing to me. Thank you so much for joining me today.